And you're very welcome back to Talk About Mary Gallagher here with you, sitting in for Deirdre Walsh all of this week. And it's time for the beauty spot. And the lovely Mary O'Donnell joins us now in studio. Mary, good afternoon
to you. Good afternoon.
Mary, you're talking all things tanning today.
Yes, we were. I was talking to Deirdre last week, I think it was, about how much tanning we do in Ireland. So I said I better follow it up with a few little tanning, because tanning has gone mad.
Yeah. It's huge.
It's huge.
I mean, I'm looking at the table here and it's just full. It's full of all kinds of bottles and there's all kinds of mitts and different things for putting it on.
And back rubs and everything.
I don't think.
Easy to reach back areas as well. So, we've kind of all the solutions for, you know, for kind of coming into summer. But from here on in, everybody's going to be kind of thinking about tanning on, maybe going for a walk, you know, even doing, we were talking about the last day, people tanning from kind of from the three quarters down to the socks, just tanning that slight section or V's on tops. Yeah, which is, it takes a lot of effort to do it exactly as so. It's kind of nearly easier to the full body. But I suppose really starting off with good exfoliation is key to you doing your tan properly. And definitely if you're tanning an awful lot, your skin does get drier. So there's a few little tips and tricks that I've brought with me today to kind of get us on the road.
Okay. So I'm just thinking maybe for someone who hasn't tanned now since like last year, what should they be doing now?
Right. So the first thing I would say that if you normally wax or you shave or you do whatever, do it 48 hours before you're going to have your tan, because you need to make sure that your skin is in the best condition your skin is in, your tan will go on much nicer. If you haven't tanned before and your skin is quite sensitive, I would patch test. I'd get a tan, I would apply it on, like if you're going to do your body, even around your ankle, maybe on your wrist, and I'd leave it on just to see, you know, how your reaction is, because people can have reactions to tan if they've never done it before. And then all going good, I would then, it is definitely with tanning, it is all about trial and error and finding the right mitt for you and finding, you know, how to apply it and where it misses and where it doesn't miss. So once your exfoliation is good, so if you, like in the ideal world, I'd exfoliate first, then I do any kind of hair removal and then you're good to go. So Thursday seems to be the time that everybody tans for some unknown reason, getting ready for the weekend. And one of the big things I would say is that if it does go wrong, there are great products on the market to erase any sex that will, you know, like say on the knuckle area, on the wrists, on the ankles, if they get, you know, that little bit too brown, you can always exfoliate those areas and you can use they're called tanning erasers on those areas, get them sorted and you can redo again. If your skin is quite dry and you're kind of a bit kind of iffy about it, the gradual tans are lovely because you can actually see it build up and they're usually a lighter colour. And then if you're getting more experienced and you want to go all out, they could normally come in light, medium and dark. Now the tans that we would have had say last year, they're not as available as to the tanning that they were before. They've all been changed. So the formula is different. So that you're not going to go as dark as you could have before. They're just slightly changed.
Oh, and why is that?
It was all got to do with regulation and EU law. So that all the tans had to be brought back. So there was huge tanning sales. Everywhere that you couldn't. So if there was a certain tan that people love, people were buying them in bulk because they wanted it. But now, saying that, the formulations that they've got are quite close to the dark that they wanted, but it was to keep regulated and keep them all within a certain level. And a lot of people could have been down to reactions, you know, and what was in the tan. But now you just have to go to a little bit, if you want to go this dark, maybe a second shade to get us where you were before.
Okay, right. Okay. So you just mentioned the gradual tans there. So they might be for somebody who's maybe not so into tanning. They don't do it much.
And it's a lovely start off way to get a tan. So I would say that if you are, you know, maybe not do the full body, because that can be a little bit overwhelming, and especially doing it yourself. Now I have an easy to reach here, which is a great little yoke. There's a section in your back, no matter what you do, and it's the same with SPFs, that you can't get at yourself. So this is actually great. You could actually put tan on with this as well. So it's called easy to reach, and it's a little washable brush, and it gets that section in your back that you can't get at yourself, and that way you could actually take that with you on holidays and do your suntan lotion with that as well. So the gradual tan that I picked today is from Lorraine Keane. So Lorraine Keane from, you know, from TV, and Lorraine has brought out, her tan is called Decadence, and it's a gradual tanning. Now everything that's in this tanning, it has lovely products in it. It kind of smells a little bit, I think it's a little bit coconutty kind of smell to it, but it's a mild coconut, it's not too strong. But what is in it is all for enriching the skin. So I would put this on now, say tonight was Tuesday night, I would do it probably Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday for to have it, like bring it up to the level you want. if when you wake up Wednesday morning it's the colour you want, you can just leave it and you'll get a good couple of days out of it. But if you want to go darker, do it the second night. And then it's one that doesn't, I think with gradual tans, they don't come off as flaky as other tans will. So this is a lovely one to start off with. So Decadence by Lorien Keane. So then for anybody who's kind of like, the ones that are very popular at the moment are the Sosumi, and the Be Bold is a super serum one, is very popular as well. So these colours, you can get them kind of light, medium and dark, so you can go for which ones you want to. Another one that is really good is the Dove, and it's visible and glow, so it's a self-tan lotion, and you can get it from medium to dark, and a great price point as well. So all the tans come in different
Is that
strengths.
A gradual one as well?
Yeah. So it's a lovely one to come up. And one of the ones that I really like, what I think is really nice for this time of year, are the actual glow drops. So as busy as the tans have got, there's little sections that can kind of enhance all the tans that you can have. So Pestle & Mortar, fabulous Irish brand, and they have brought out glow drops, and they're added to your moisturiser to give you that lovely glow to your skin. And they have the hyaluronic in it, so it gives you lovely, like a lovely dewy complexion. So if you just only want your face to get that lovely tan from here and out, Pestle & Mortar, the glow drops are very, very popular.
So is there actual tan in that then?
Yeah, so there is a slight, so you'll get a nice, but not too much of a glow, but it's ideal for face and neck. And it's ideal kind of from here and out of somebody who kind of feels like they're very pasty and they just want to kind of give themselves a nice glow. They are just a lovely way to go. What I have found, I've had about 4 different events for the last 4 weekends, so I'm really gone into my tanning at the moment. And one of the things that I have found that is just really enhances your tan is the Nux oil. So with this, you can shake and you can see the oil and the kind of glimmer in it. So when you put it on, when you spray it on, I get the right sound so I won't be spraying you. When you put it on, it kind of comes out this lovely gold, but as you can see, it has a shimmer on it.
Very shimmery.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it has an oil in it. Now, what I like about it is, you know, because tan is so drying, this is gorgeous for like your legs or for like any place that, and your, like your ankles or around your hands where the knuckles or the wrists or get really dry, you can put it on. It's lovely for your neck if you have, you know, you're going to an event and you want to have that little bit of a shimmer on it, but it keeps your tan because the oil in it, it just keeps it lovely and moist without it being too dry. So I would say for anybody who's thinking of doing a lot of tan, invest in this because it'll last you. You can see, like, I've had 4 or 5 different events out of this and I've put it everywhere and it's still, you can't even see how much has gone. Yeah. So,
and should you stick with certain products like that to moisturise? Would, like, say if you use a regular moisturiser, could that impact the tan? Could it damage it?
No. Like, what I would definitely say is from the day one that I do my tan, I would definitely from there on in moisturise like crazy. And when I would have been doing an awful lot of tanning people, I would have always put on some moisturiser with the tan for my knees, for their ankles and for any place that was dry. So it halves the concentration. I would never use a body tan on the face. I think it can just be too drying and it can be too harsh. I would use a special facial tanner for there, or even the Pestle & Mortar drop, so you can see where the tan is going. Because wherever in your body you can get it off fairly fast, but when it's on your face, it's like when you get up the next day and it's too dark, it's very hard to counteract that because you really need to exfoliate and do masks and to get rid of it well. So I would just keep to a different for your body. But definitely moisturising, keeping the oil in the area will prolong your tan and will stop it from drying out. But one of the big things is once it starts flaking off the skin, I think the easiest way to get rid is just to soak and get the tan off and start fresh. You really can't put on, like when your tan is patchy, put on tan over it, it'll go all wrong for you. You need to start afresh. And that, I think, is where people go wrong with the tans.
So have a bath, basically?
Yes, and soak. Like, soak like crazy. Do a good exfoliation. There's some fabulous body exfoliators on the market. And the product that you put on, putting on your tan, has an awful lot got to do with how well it goes on. So, like, one of the luxury myths is probably the best way to get on your tan. So, something like, now I have the velvet one here from the Sosumi there, and I have one from Be Bold, and all of them, they do kind of, the luxury ones are much better. So you put it on the area and then it's much easier to apply, and you can get ones where you can do your back as well, where there's 2 sides of the gloves and there's 1 for your hand, and you can do the whole area. And just make sure that when you are done, that like the backs of areas, like the giveaway signs, are always the back of the hands. So just even like get a little wipe and just finish off that area there so the tan isn't going into it, and let it dry. Don't be rushing someplace, don't be flying out the door somewhere. Let it set for like a good 15-20 minutes and you're ready to go then.
Okay. I was going to ask you something there now. I've forgotten about it in the middle of all that. Oh, yes. The removing tan. So, yeah. Say you've had a tan on and it is starting to wear off. You recommend you have a bath.
Soak.
So,
yeah.
But you mentioned a while ago those erasers.
Yeah.
Are they only for kind of, say, problematic areas after you've done a tan, yeah, and you realise that you've had, like, say, a patch on your hand or somewhere, yeah, that went wrong?
Or it's, when it all goes wrong, I keep the erasers for there. But if you are really caught and you kind of, like, you really hate it and think it's bad, they can work really quickly. But I think, like, the easiest way to get it off fast is soak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they quite drying on your skin, those erasers? Are they damaging?
Yeah, like, they are all quite drying, so you do need afterwards then to moisturise like crazy to keep the condition in your skin. And some people are just prone to more dry skin and they just find that the tanning is just really not for them, and they tend to steer away from it. But their tanning has improved, so something like the gradual tans, if you think, oh, tan isn't for me, I can't do it, it just makes my skin too dry, go for a gradual tan and oil it really well.
Yeah, I was going to say, with the gradual ones then, do you need to keep moisturising with those as well?
Yeah, you still do, yeah. I just even to maintain it. Now, there is moisturisers in it, and they will, but there's only a certain amount. There's nothing like your own moisturiser to put on afterwards to keep it in it. Especially elbows and ankles, they're just so dry and they tend to be flaky. And people who find, you know, they have the psoriasis and eczema where their skin would be, you know, drier anyway, something like that is definitely much better. And there's particular ones out there for if you have the eczema, psoriasis skin that are like on the market just for that.
Okay, so you recommend those areas like the elbows, the knees, ankles, moisturise heavily beforehand.
Yeah, and what I would actually do is I put the tan into my hand, I put a half moisturiser, half tan, mix it together, and I apply those on elbows, knees and ankles.
Okay.
Right, or knuckles, any place that would be just the places that you're prone to doing it. And even when you do tan, you know, sometimes I think it's easier if you're starting off to actually be able to see the tan. So, you know, if you want the colour in it, you can see, like, you know, have I missed a part of my calf? Have I missed the size? And you nearly need to twist kind of 365 degrees to see all the different areas to make sure that it is right. And it is very handy if you do have someone around to help you with the back.
Absolutely. And when it comes to moisturising afterwards, then is there a certain period? So say you said Thursday, is it
tanning
seems to be a busy time, so say if you were doing your tan on Thursday night, would you wait until, say, Friday morning when you get up and then do a full moisturise?
And even, like, one of the big things that would put people happen is the next day is when they actually, the showering is vital the next day, when you do go into the shower, is that people scrub like normal. And then that's is like a no-no. What you really want to do is you really just want to rinse the water on where the tan is. So you don't want to scrub at it, and you don't want to use kind of like severe exfoliators or anything like that's going to ruin your tan. So you just really want the water to rinse all the tan over. And when you come out, then you start moisturising. And like there's some of the tans, like you can get tans that can come up in an hour. You can get rapid tans. So if you're caught, there's loads of tans on the market for whatever, you know, that you weren't going to be going out tonight. I think the Heishi Rapid, and I have it the whole time just in case, you know, well, not that it happens that often now, but just in case you were being told you're going out now in an hour, that you'll have it and it'll be up and you'll be ready to go.
Okay, and just with that showering, when you get out then, mm-hmm, do you have to be kind of extra careful?
Drying.
Should you just be patting it dry?
Exactly. So you're just letting the water drip, and when it comes to, you're not like, you know, going crazy with the towel, you are actually just patting the skin. And with the same with your moisturiser, you're just patting it very gently on the skin. So you're nearly redoing all the ways you did your kind of your normal showering and skincare just for that kind of those first couple of days. Especially if you're going on holidays or you have a wedding, you want it to last and you want it to stay in really good condition.
Okay. And then when it comes to doing your hair, are there any kind of no-goes with like shampoo and conditioning? Can you work away with that as usual?
You can work away, but try not to like be anything too crazy. Like the longer, I suppose, you are in the shower, the more it is going to affect the colour of the tan. So like ideally, you wouldn't be doing anything that you'd be in there for hours. Okay. Yeah.
And when it comes to different tans, like, do they all last different periods? If you want one, say, like, that you were going on holiday and you wanted to have a nice tan going on holidays that would last the duration, can you get one that might last you a week?
Yeah, like, I would definitely, back to, if you were going on holidays, go with a gradual one, because if you are, say, like, chlorine in the pool is going to strip the tan no matter what you do. You know, you're going to have, you know, there's tans out there that say it's, you know, they're chlorine resistant, but they still have an effect on your tan. So I think a gradual is fine, because at least then in the evening time, if you come back and you've been out in the pool all day and you find, oh God, I'm gone, you know, the tan has really gone way down, you can top it up again. Whereas with the other tans, once you put them on, they're really there for the kind of for the week. And when they go flaky, it's all gone.
And yeah. Would sun creams affect them as well?
Yeah, and it's good because sun creams will actually keep them moisturised. The worst part of it is probably the chlorine. Probably the sea isn't as bad, but the chlorine does definitely strip it.
Okay, yeah. So gradual tan if you're heading on holiday.
Yeah,
okay.
Or going to the pool a lot.
Okay. You mentioned about the face earlier as well, that you should be sticking with a different kind of a tan for your face. What's the cut-off point then? Should you go neck, head down to the chest, or where do you stop then?
I would take body as from here on down. So your body tan, and I would do something completely different for your face. And especially as you get older, people would find, and I definitely find that when I put on, if you put anything too severe tan-wise, it goes into the lines and crevices and it just draws more attention to the fine lines. So you want something that's going to give you more luminosity to the skin than something that's going to be quite drying. So definitely tanning drops, and nearly all the companies do a tanning drop now, and it's added into your moisturiser, and you can do it like every second night, and you can build it up. But it is a lovely way to get that lovely glow back into the skin. But one of the products that I had, and I had used this for years ago, and it was one of the products that I absolutely adored for making your tan last, is the Lancaster, and it's the Maximizer. So it's the Lancaster Golden Tan Maximizer. Now Lancaster would be known for their suntan lotions and creams. But they're one of the big things they were known for is keeping your tan on. But this guy is great for making it last. So if you were going on holidays, this would be one to bring with you.
Okay, so that'll keep any tan regardless of whether it's a gradual one or any other one.
That'll keep your tan, just that extended that little bit longer. And that's what you want. You want it to be going there that little bit extra.
Okay, just going back to the face then. So would you just be recommending the tanning drops, or are there any other specific kind of face tans?
I think the tanning drops are the gentlest on the skin. And like, I mean, I know that, say, when people go in for spray tans, they love getting their face done as well, and spray tans are a great way to, like, especially if you have an occasion, because you're getting somebody else is going to get all the nooks and crannies and get all the areas perfect. But I'd avoid the face, because I think it's really hard then to match up your makeup with it afterwards, and I think it's just nicer to have a lighter glow on your face and darker on your body. I think it looks better.
Okay. Yeah. Right, Mary, we've gotten through a lot already. I think we've lots more to get through as well. We're going to take a quick break, but if you do have any tan-related questions, do get them into us now. You can give us a call on 066 712 3666, or you can text or WhatsApp 083 300 3300.
The Beauty Spot with Mary O'Donnell on Talkabout, in association with CH The Mall Tralee. The Beauty Spot with Mary O'Donnell on Talkabout, in association with CH The Mall Tralee.
And Mary O'Donnell is here in studio, and we're talking all things tanning, and she has a variety of products here in front of her that she's been talking about, how to get the right tan, how to make sure you keep it in place, and all exfoliating and everything else. But Mary, you have some new products you wanted to talk about. Do you want to have a chat about them?
Yeah, and I just have to add on to my tanning before we leave tanning. A lot of people look for a scalp protection for when, you know, you're out and your hair might be tied back. This is Calypso. They have a scalp protection of 30, which is just specifically for your scalp, and this is actually another add-on to your face when you are going away. This is Garnier Amber Solaire, and it's a spray tan for your face, so it's just a mist. So if you find that you want to kind of protect the face, and a lot of people, when they go on holidays, they tan their bodies now but not their face. They want to keep, you know, they put on the big hats, they want the face protected, but this is a quick little spray that you can do to bring up the tan. And I was telling you, Mary, that I went on holidays one time and got a desk burning on my lips. So don't forget the lips, because when lips burn and blisters come out, nobody wants that look for holidays. So I have the Bondi Sands, which also do an amazing tanning selection, but this one is their lip balm, and it's an SPF 50. So don't forget about the scalp and the lips, because people do forget and they get badly burnt and it's very sore.
Absolutely. Just that Amber Solaire one you have for the face, so is there an actual tan
in it?
Okay.
So you just spray along, and it's just great for bringing up, giving that lovely bronze look onto the face, because people have got so good at looking after their face. Think, you know, they're kind of saying, like, my body can take a bit of it, that I'm not getting my face near the sun. Yeah, people have been very good.
Okay, so as you say, you have a variety of products there. Are there any kind of particular ones you recommend for a certain skin? I know I see there's mousses and serums and creams.
Yeah, like, I mean, definitely, I know that when we're talking about the Bondi Sands, I love the Bondi Sands it's just a really good tan. It goes on really well. I suppose there is certain ones that are depends on a certain age. The Decadence, I definitely would say, would probably for an older skin. And then the likes of the Sosumis and the Doves and things like that, that can be any age group. If you find, like, if your skin is drier, no matter what it's your age group, do go for something that hasn't as much tan in it, because it would be gentler on the skin. But like, there, like, we have, like, from, say, definitely Pest and Mortar, I would go for the face. And Beauty Edit, which is the Lorraine Keane one. Be Bold, Be Perfect, Dove, and the Sosumi, which were kind of for all age groups. Okay. So there's a huge selection out there.
And you can kind of get them everywhere now,
and
really,
you can get them everywhere.
Yeah,
absolutely,
pharmacies,
yeah.
And it's the works.
And it's really, an awful lot of it is down to choice, that if you find one that suits you and you think, oh, I love that tan, I love the way it goes on, and different tans, it's a bit like fragrance, different tans will suit different people. When you find the one that, you know, goes on and it's easy to use, people tend to stick to it then.
And those erasers you mentioned, are there particular brands of that you would recommend?
No.
And where can you get them?
You can get them, like, in all pharmacies, and you can, nearly all the brands now have their own one, but I definitely, if it's just to get it off, soak.
Okay.
Yeah. But have the eraser in one particular, in any brand, just to have it at home, ready to go in case you do have a problem. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so hopefully there won't be any tanning faux pas over the next trial. I know I had plenty of nightmares over the years. I think it put me off for life.
Oh, yeah. Pale is very interesting.
I know, isn't it, Jess? Mary, you have a lot of new products that are out on the market that you want to talk to us about today.
So one of the big launches is from Yonca. They have brought out, I am always going on about vitamin C. I'm nearly obsessed with vitamin C, and all the different brands have brought one out, but I just think it's such a fantastic product to brighten the skin. So Yonca are kind of known for their, I love everything that they do, because they, like, it always reminds me that you're nearly going in for a treatment. So they've brought out this fabulous vitamin C, and it is amazing. So vitamin C will brighten the skin, it's really good for pigmentation, and all the, like, it really, again, it's down to, like, the tans. You'll find one that you really suits you, but I really like this Yonca one, for the, it's the Serum C20, and you can just, I would apply this probably in the morning time, but you can use it morning and evening, but I found the morning time is great for giving the brightening, and you use this, like, underneath your moisturiser. But it is for anybody who wants to kind of maybe start into the skin, give it a nice kind of, want that glow back into their skin, vitamin C is the way to go, and this is new from Yonca. And one of the brands that I've been talking about this brand for 10 years, and it's Shiseido, which was the kind of the first cosmetic house in the world, and they, I love that they keep putting research and more research into their products. So when Ultimune came out, I've been talking about this for 10 years. I was at the launch of it, and I kind of feel I'm very connected to Ultimune. But I had, because I've said I just adore the serum, and I've been talking about it for years. But what I didn't realise is that how popular it is. One sells every 1.8 seconds, one sells.
Wow.
Yeah, so it is, yeah. So, like, my obsession with it, it was well founded, as in people do find it really good. So it's their number one serum for hydration and that glow back into your skin. And I think we've become obsessed with that. We're all trying to look like we've, you know, eat all the right foods, have, you know, sleep all the right amount, don't do anything wrong, and our skin looks amazing. So the Ultimune serum puts that back into your skin, of that lovely hydration, that lovely glow. And really, after 10 years, if they're selling one in every 1.8 seconds, they're like, this is definitely, there's a reason for it. So what I didn't have, that I hadn't tried before, they have a day cream that is kind of like, goes with, so your serum and your day cream. And this is their Vital Perfection, and it has an SPF of 30 in it. I'm now finding this is, I think, going to be my new favourite Shiseido product. I think they work really good together. So the Ultimune and then this guy afterwards. Now, I would say a small amount is all you need, because it gives gorgeous glow to the skin, but you need very little. And I'm very heavy handed with my moisturisers. I kind of feel like the more I put on, the more effective it is, which isn't true at all. And I know that, but I still keep doing it. So a small amount, but especially if you're putting makeup on afterwards, because you want the makeup to absorb in quite well. And one other thing, kind of news, bees on the bees, we're back to nooks again. What a lovely thing to do if you want your, like when you are going on holidays and you want everything to last, or maybe in the evening time, is like have your shower gel, your fragrance and an oil to match, and that'll make your fragrance, no matter what of the brands it is, it'll just make it all last much better. So if you're going out in the evening or you're going out for a really long evening and you want everything to do, start with your shower gel, go on to putting the oil in afterwards, and then your fragrance of all the matching houses, and you'll get hours and hours out of it.
Okay, okay. And there's a particular Nooks one there.
Yeah, so I'm going to press it over to you. Ooh. Have a little spray.
I always think those Nooks bottles, they look fabulous, very luxurious.
Yeah. So this is the new Nooks one, and it has your, and it comes in everything. There's little candles to match it, and it's lovely, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
It's really nice, yeah.
Very fresh.
Very fresh. It's real summery fragrance.
Holidays.
Yeah.
It's
real holidays. And the oil then. So again, I like the fine sizes for the oils and things like that. So when they do go on, you're, I'm going to smell absolutely gorgeous leaving here today. The oil matches in with your shower gel then, so you will get the lovely fragrance.
You wouldn't be bringing them in the carry-on 10 kg.
You would not, no, yeah. No. Yeah. Holiday in Ireland.
You'd need to be checking in a bag, definitely, if you're bringing these with you, but it would be worth it, though, because you'd smell fantastic.
You smell amazing. One of the other, we were talking the last day, somebody was asking me to recommend some Trilogy products. And I didn't know what this lady's skin, this lady had called in the last time asking about what Trilogy products to like. And I absolutely adore Trilogy because it's everything in it is just so natural, and it's actually really effective as well. And when Kate Middleton came out that she used Trilogy, and once there was a certain products that she uses, they couldn't stock it on the shelves. But for there's some newbies that have come out that have found it that are really good. So there's one for sensitive skin and one for kind of maybe like somebody who's looking for an alternative to anti-aging, but doesn't want to go down the kind of anything too severe, more kind of plant-based. So I'm going to let you have a stab at how you're going to pronounce this one. Right, how...
Ooh.
This is a quiz now. So I think it's Rosupan, and it's B-A-K-U-C-H-I-O-L oil, okay? So this would be it's an anti-aging, neither of us may need a good stab at it. So this would be kind of like your, for somebody who really wants to kind of maybe consider like work on the fine lines, maybe a sagging skin, but doesn't want to have anything too severe. This is absolutely amazing. So it's from Trilogy and it is new. And then for the sensitive skin, because I didn't know what the lady, this is a very gentle microbalm oil, and it is for like anybody with redness, dehydration. So it's really supports the delicate skin in the area. So they would be my two, depending on what the lady was looking for in the Trilogy, that are new and very, very effective. But they're cleansers, their toners, everything that Trilogy gels is absolutely beautiful. And another brand for anybody who's going on holidays and wants their kind of top up their nails, I was talking about LA Girl before, saying that the products are really good price point and very effective. They have a gel nail polish, so anybody who's looking for taking something on holidays that they can put on quick that'll kind of give them like a gel-like finish, LA Girl, and their mascara, and this is absolutely, the plush mascara is new and it's amazing as well.
Okay, we've had a few questions for you. There are some tan related ones, but I'm just going to get to another one first. Caller has a problem with blushing, especially when she's in a crowd. Can you recommend a suitable cream that would cover the redness?
Right. La Roche-Posay do a lovely CC range, which is all about working on the capillaries. So what you really want to do is you want to get, like when those capillaries kind of come out, it's just, I think they're... It's our number one asked question. When those capillaries do start breaking down, they can travel, and it's about really looking after the skin, protecting it, and stopping it from them to kind of progressing. So, like a good skincare regime, the La Roche-Posay, their CC range is absolutely fabulous for it. And long term, maybe a little bit of laser if they were driving you, and you just thought, I'm just sick of it, I just want to be rid of them. Laser long term is the way to go.
Okay. A few tan related ones. Mary, I'm booked in for a full body fake tan in May, and I'm wondering, should I spray the face or just the body? How many days before should I get it done?
Right. It depends on what age you are. I definitely wouldn't spray my face anymore because I find it too aging. And I just think it's really hard to match up the makeup. And I think when you're younger, you could get away with it because you don't even, like when you've the spray tanned on, if your skin is in good condition, you're tanned on the face and you're tanned on your body, and you can get away with it. But I like putting on my makeup, to do my own makeup over it. So I tend not to do it. So if you're confident that you'll just get away with a bit of eyeliner and lipstick, go for it. And if your skin is in great condition, if you're older, I tend not to, and I would do it. If you have the occasion is on, say, on a Friday, I would do it on a Thursday. And like go home, sleep with the tan on, and then do all the like the proper things of like not going crazy in the shower, pat dry the skin and put on, you know, your moisturiser to keep it in place.
Okay. Another one says, I used to use the Lancome Flash Bronzer and loved it, but it's now discontinued. I've tried a few different types of tans since, but none have been as good. Do you recommend any tan that would be like the old Lancome Flash Bronzer?
Yeah, and like, and there was like there was a Sally Hansen leg one as well that was so, so popular that people tend to love. And those two come to mind, the people just when it came to legs and tanned no place else. Actually, the Decadence from the Laurian Keane, not on the first night, but maybe on night two and three would be something similar, you know, that you'd actually get that little bit of, you know, where you will get probably a good few days out of it and you won't have to worry about it and it won't be drying on the skin and it's good quality.
Is the Sally Hansen still...
Yeah, and people just spray the legs, off you go. But no, I'm fascinated by people who can get the V to perfection and just that tiny piece just above between socks and, you know, three quarters for summer, I think amazing.
And one last one now, I don't know if this you'll be able to answer this or even if you can answer it, I don't think we can talk costs on radio anyway. Someone is asking, do you know how much Botox injections cost, Mary?
Okay, so it depends on areas, right? So it usually it's kind of like between like 150 to 300 and they kind of do a special offer if you go for two. So the most popular areas would be around the eyes and the frown line area. So frown corners of crow's feet, the frown line in the centre and the forehead. And we'll say on average around 300.
Okay. And are there any particular places that do it around Kerry or do you have to go to specialists?
Yes, so you can have it done in the Bon Secours. I know Dr. John Kern does it in the Bon Secours. I know that there is doctors come to salons in all over Kerry. Dentists do it as well. I know that Susan Crean does it in Denny Street. And I know that there's like one day in a salon, a doctor will come in and will do the Botox. So dentists, doctors, and then people will travel in. So all over Kerry in salons and hospitals and different, and there's different clinics that will just do Botox only as well. And you can just go in, have your treatment done and you have your consultation. And like people are like, well, one of the big questions people would say, like, what happens afterwards? Do you have to keep doing it? If it's not for you and you don't like it, it'll fade. It goes away. It doesn't, you know, you don't have to go back if you don't want to.
And how often would you have to go back if you wanted to keep it up? Does it differ with everybody?
It differs from everyone, but I think like a lot of people will get their 6 months out of it. I think 3 to 6 months is kind of like on average what people will get out of it. The amount of times I've been asked to move my forehead, and I can move it. So some people don't like the feeling of not being able to move. And I was talking to somebody yesterday who was having it done for a medical reason, and she was saying, you know, and I said, like, people just don't like that feeling of, you know. And one thing that I will say that I do think people who do tend to go down that route tend to not do their skincare as much because everything is perfect and everything is in great condition. So just to keep in mind, keep up that skincare, keep up what you've been doing before, because, you know, the skincare is very important as well.
And it'll wear off.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Mary, we better leave it there. Just to remind you that this segment has been filmed and it will be up on social media later on. And before you finish, Mary.
One more thing. Yes, by far, my big thing I wanted to talk about today is that I would be my first ever since COVID. I'll be back in CH with the fabulous Bronwyn Conway. We're having a Clarins evening on the 24th of May at 6:30. There'll be a gift with purchase and you can come talk to me and you can come talk to Bronwyn, who knows everything about skin, and we're having a fabulous event, my first one in CH since COVID, so I'm so excited.
Wow. Yeah. So 24th of May.
Yes.
People can check that out. Okay, look, Mary, thanks so much for joining us and you'll be back with Deirdre next month.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks so much.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, brought to you